Come on, now, soft it to me, sing me a song. Let's keep the music groovy, we're going strong. One more
little. And socking it to you for Monitor 68, Ted Steele. Coming up shortly, Jerry Lester with a little burlesque. I don't know if Petula Clark had the old burlesque queens in mind, but here she is with Don't Give Up.
When love seems to let you down, when you can't turn around and run, you gotta stop to face the fact that the heartaches have just begun. Because you need love, you need love. Keep on till you know that you won.
Can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. One of the first successful variety shows in television was Broadway Open House. Hosted by Jerry Lester, the show's free-for-all format borrowed heavily on vaudeville skits, pie-in-the-face gags, and the style of burlesque. Like all shows, Broadway Open House ran its course. But what happened to Jerry Lester? Monitor's Alan Jay caught up with him recently at Valley Forge near Philadelphia while Jerry was touring in a show prophetically titled This Was Burlesque. The backstage conversation went like this.
Jerry Lester, may I say you are sartorially resplendent.
When I find out what that means, I'll know whether to hit you or answer.
Describe your outfit, please.
Lace underwear. That's... Well, not really lace. It's broadcloth. It's raggedy. And I have blue slacks, blue T-shirt, which I'm not allowed to show. That's why I wear the ascot, because it's stained. And my wife, you know. Now, the jacket has an interesting story. A friend of mine in New York gave a birthday party for his wife, hired a bus and a band on the bus and a bar on the bus to go downtown to dine. And we all had a marvelous time. And the next day, he sent gifts to everyone. And this was one of the gifts, this jacket from Italy. Right?
What is it?
Unborn calf.
How do you like the fashions in men's clothing lately? I mean, the Nehru jackets and the whole bit.
I love it. I love it. I don't feel like I feel about ladies. I don't think you should dress according to the current fashion. I feel you should dress according to yourself, what you look best in. That's why the wide lapels. I really do. I see women that shouldn't be wearing that fashion, you know? But they look swell in another. But they always, when they have, like when the peasant dress was popular for girls, always you'd find the little dumpy women with the peasant dresses that shouldn't. And that's the way I feel about you. You shouldn't wear dumpy dresses.
This is a cliche question, but I'll ask it anyway. Where are the new comics coming from?
Well, left field. They're coming from the same place all the old comics came from. In other words, comedy, the pure comedy, I don't mean people that just imitate and so forth, is a point of view. And as a matter of fact, 8 comedians that are pure comedians could narrate a story, and you'd laugh at all 8 because each one would have a different point of view of the story. Now, the kids that come up, which is your modern trend, they have their point of view, which is currently called their bag. And it comes out very good.
What do you like among the new young comics?
Truthfully, I don't know any very young ones. I don't see too many of them. I have some favorites like Buddy Hackett, Alan King, Red Skelton is one of my all-time young favorites. But I had the compliment of my life. What was it yesterday? Alice and I were having lunch with some friends at the Annapolis Yacht Club. And our hostess is always afraid. She's always afraid that everyone won't know me. So the waitress comes over and she's taking the order. And I had my hair a little messed up. So our hostess says to the waitress, pointing to me, "You know who this is." And the waitress kind of causes, "Of course, Noel Harrison." So now my wife had been saying to me, she gets on planes and everybody says, "Betty Grable's in front." See, so I turned to Alice and I said, "Now you can be Betty Grable, and I'm Noel Harrison, and you're getting a little old for me." Now, what I tell you? But I've had Mickey Rooney thrown at me and everything, but when she hit me with Noel Harrison, I just looked at my hostess and said, "No, no, now you know. Now you know. Rex would be angry if you argued."
Thank you, Jerry Lester, and this is Alan J. for Monitor.
Goody.
Some Monitor music now. Here's Jack Jones, "I Really Want to Know You."
I want to look behind in the mirror of your eyes and see the secret world, the world your words disguise, the birthplace of your sighs. stand inside your soul to unlock every door. And darling, even
at 19 minutes after the hour, we're going to take time out for a station break, and then Monitor will be back. Your host, Ted Steele, on the Monitor Beacon.
If your problem is keeping up with what's happening in and around New York, my advice is, following Dr. Joyce Brothers, join me, Lee Leonard, weekdays 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. right here on WNBC. The latest news, the newest people, and the best ideas, yours and mine, on The Lee Leonard Show, 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. on WNBC Radio.
How would you like to turn fun on for city-bound boys and girls this summer? You can do it by sending your dollar or dollars to Play Schools today. For 51 years, Play Schools Association has worked to transform hot, drab days into exciting adventures for city-bound children. Trips to the zoo, to museums, to the beach. But only your help makes this possible. Together, we can bring the fun of play into children's vacation days. Send your gift today to Play Schools, 120 West 57th Street, New York 10019.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
And Monitor is back. Why are we spending so much money on the exploration of outer space? We'll find out about it in a little while. Meanwhile, Monitor music by the Vogues. Turn around, look at me. Host on Sunday will be Henry Morgan. You'll hear interviews with actress Joan Bennett and Senator Mark Hatfield. Dr. Sue Yan Han, who wrote Love is a Many Splendid Thing, will tell us what China will be like in the year 2001. And just for kicks, we'll have a report on a frog jumping contest in Wisconsin, followed by a roundup of Washington humor. And, of course, Henry will have monitor regulars Chet Huntley, Bob Considine, Bob and Ray, and Dr. Joyce Brothers on the show. So, don't miss it.
Here comes more of Moneyland.
Young Bobby Goldsboro with something for the older folks now, Autumn of My Life.
My life, she came to me. She brought sunshine where winter winds had blown. Then I took her for my wife in the spring of my life, and she brought me a joy I've never known. And the years, they went by in the spring of my life, and in summer she blessed me with a child. Love continued to grow in the summer
of space. This report on the latest efforts being made to develop peaceful uses of outer space. Peter Hackus reports for Monitor.
2 weeks from now at Vienna, Austria, delegates from 50 nations will gather at the stately Hofburg Palace for history's first official UN conference on the peaceful uses of outer space. The meeting will have one basic objective: to examine the practical benefits of space for all nations, not just for the handful which have taken part in space launches, and especially for the nations of Africa, Asia, and Latin America, the underdeveloped emerging countries. Already, several newly independent African countries, for example, have inquired about communication satellites to teach their people the basics, how to read, write, and farm. An experimental team has been working in India on just such a project, studying how many ground stations will be necessary, how many low-cost TV sets for school classrooms, and how to produce the programs to be sent up to the satellite and back down again. On a cost-per-student basis, the figures are encouraging when you have as many millions of students as there are in India. Other countries, such as Brazil, are most interested in Earth resources satellites to sense where the nation's natural resources lie underground. Many countries want to get in on a weather satellite system. Others want mapping satellites. Maritime nations use satellites that report information helpful to fishing fleets and freighters. So far, only a half dozen countries have had the wealth and the know-how to make use of the benefits of outer space. The mid-August UN conference in Vienna may help spread those benefits to a needy world. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
World of Space with Peter Hackus, heard regularly on Monitor. Band and say a little prayer. A nice way to end Saturday Night Monitor. There'll be more of Monitor tomorrow, beginning with Henry Morgan. Be sure to tune in. Your Saturday Night Monitor host, Ted Steele.
A happiness survey and a frog jumping contest. Just part of the scene on Monitor tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.